This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today emphasized his government's intent to make Viksit Bharat possible by 2047 with active support of Indians. Speaking after the inauguration of the third phase of Nama Metro in Bengaluru, he listed out steps initiated by his government to make India a developed country through reforms, performances and transformations. He informed the journey began when India was among the fragile 10 countries before 2014. He said, now the Indian economy is the fifth largest and fastest economy. Metro Rail has grown from 5 cities to 24 cities and is the third largest globally in terms of metro network.
देश आज जिस गति से विकास कर रहा है इसके पीछे हमारी इकोनॉमिक ग्रोथ एक बड़ा फैक्टर है. 2014 से पहले भारत का टोटल एक्सपोर्ट 468 बिलियन डॉलर तक पहुंचा था. आज ये 824 बिलियन डॉलर हो गया है. अब हम मोबाइल हैंडसेट के टॉप 5 एक्सपोर्टर बन गए हैं और बेंगलुरु की इसमें बहुत बड़ी भूमिका भी है.
Earlier, the Prime Minister inaugurated laid foundation stone of metro projects worth around 22,800 crore rupees in Bengaluru. He flagged off Vande Bharat train service between Bengaluru and Belgavi. He also virtually flagged off Vande Bharat services between Amritsar and Katra and another from Nagpur to Pune. In Madhya Pradesh, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today laid the foundation stone for the BEML Rail Hub for Manufacturing project worth 1,800 crore rupees. The facility, described as the Brahma of rail coach manufacturing, will be set up on over 60 hectares of land in Umaria village of Raisen district. It is expected to provide employment to more than 5,000 people. The unit will manufacture coaches for Vande Bharat, Amrit Bharat and metro trains. Union Environment Minister Bhupendra Yadav today highlighted India's global leadership in environmental initiatives during the state-level celebration of World Lions Day in Dev Bhumi Dwarka, Gujarat. Mr. Yadav mentioned several key projects spearheaded by Prime Minister Modi, such as the Coalition for Disaster Resilient Infrastructure, International Solar Alliance and the International Big Cat Alliance, with 5 out of 7 big cat species found in India. Ongoing efforts like Project Lion, Project Tiger and Project Cheetah continue to reinforce India's eco-centric conservation model, which is now serving as an inspiration for the world. Mr. Yadav said that the Bhada area of Gujarat has become the second habitat of lions.
विश्व लायन डे के अवसर पर जो सिंहों का एक नए प्राकृतिक परिसर के लिए विभिन्न परियोजनाओं का उद्घाटन हो रहा है, मुख्यमंत्री जी ने 180 करोड़ रुपए की योजनाओं को लोकार्पित किया है. आज बड़े गर्व के साथ हम ये कहते हैं कि दुनिया भर में अगर एशियाई लायन कहीं पर है तो उनका घर और उनका बसेरा गुजरात में गिर के अंदर है.
इन जम्मू एंड कश्मीर एन एनकाउंटर बिटवीन द सिक्योरिटी फोर्सेस एंड पाकिस्तानी टेररिस्ट इज अंडरवे इन क्वारदूल एरिया ऑफ किश्तवाड़ डिस्ट्रिक्ट सिंस मॉर्निंग टुडे. आकाशवाणी जम्मू कॉरेस्पॉन्डेंट रिपोर्ट्स दैट द एनकाउंटर ब्रोक आउट बिटवीन द सिक्योरिटी फोर्सेस एंड हाइडिंग टेररिस्ट बिटवीन 7 to 8 इन द मॉर्निंग आफ्टर अ स्पेसिफिक इनपुट अबाउट द प्रेजेंस ऑफ टेररिस्ट इन द क्वारदूल एरिया ऑफ नगेंसा. In Kishtwar district, troops of 17 Rashtriya Rifles Special Operation Group of Jammu and Kashmir Police along with paramilitary forces started reach operation in the area. During the search operation, the security forces established the presence of the hiding terrorists and exchange of fire started. In Uttarakhand, search and rescue operation to find the missing people in the devastating floods in Harshil Dharali area of Uttarkashi district continued for the sixth day. The army is playing an important role in opening the blocked roads in the disaster hit areas, rescuing people and providing all possible help to the affected. Sports and Youth Affairs Minister Mansukh Mandaviya today said that the Fit India Sundays on Cycle movement has reached over 7 lakh participants across more than 40,000 locations nationwide. The minister said this while participating in the Sundays on Cycle Fit India event in the national capital. And that is the end of this news bulletin.